too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, June the 30th, 2020. Hope all is well. Last day of June. I'll be able to turn that calendar over tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Get a little July in here, a little closer to hopefully college football. A busy show today, 8:05 this morning. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com will join us. We'll talk South Carolina recruiting and South Carolina football with Tony coming up in that segment as we do every Tuesday. Today is a It's not a huge day as far as sports news is concerned. Yesterday we had a little more news out there. But it is a big day when it comes to lists. It seems like everybody had a list yesterday. Everybody came out with a list yesterday. And so I am currently looking at seven lists. Among them, the Sporting News is ranking of the top of all 130 football coaches, head football coaches in college football. Among them, 247's the 20 people who will swing the 2020 football season, college football season. Among them, the list of the order predicted order finish by the 2020 sports information directors at in the SEC. Among them, the I don't know who put this together. Oh, CBS Sports, Cal Porter, of is Dustin Johnson among the top 25 players in golf history. Among them, the top 10 players in the ACC, according to 247. And I do have another story on Michigan Athletics, and I have a Dabo Sweeney thought. Michigan Athletics is facing a $26 million budget proposal. So we'll talk about that. Segment two, John and I have discussed this. I think one of the most interesting articles that I've read as of late is Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated has a realignment to college football, reimagining the NCAA landscape. This won't happen, but he is realigning into dropping down to 120, 130 down to 120 teams in Division I football, and then taking those and putting them into 10 leagues. In it, they play a round-robin schedule. In it, there's 10 conference champions. They make the playoffs. Two at-large bids make the playoffs as well. And we'll tell you that Clemson and South Carolina are in the same division. We'll tell you who else is in that division, and along with the other divisions coming up in segment two and beyond probably today as we get into all kinds of stuff as far as that goes today. So lists today. We're going to talk a lot about lists anyway, but it seemed like today with kind of a topic Tuesday, a lot of topical lists out there today. The gentleman that will help guide us through that is the producer of this and many other shows. He is the engineer of this and many other shows, including the Press Box today with Brad Sinketh and John Hyatt. He is the most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina. Therefore, he is still the keeper of the single rose. He is the host of segment number two. His Twitter is John_height. Thank you, 3424. And our winky wanky, honky tonky donkey, Mr. John Height. How you doing back in Studio 1A, buddy?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing in Studio G this morning?
Great. I told you, redesigned Studio G. I'm in the broadcast wing of Studio
G.
The broadcast
zone. Zones?
Yeah, broadcast zone, right.
Oh, I want to make sure we do all the hard work your wife put in to justice. You know, we label everything correctly.
Yeah, the one thing that we had a slight disagreement on, and one thing that we have had a slight disagreement on so far in life, is that I have, what is this now, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I have these 9 golf trophies from 9 golf tournaments that I've won through the 50 years or whatever, only won 9.
Bump that up to a baker's dozen.
Hopefully. But so I have these trophies, and they're beautiful trophies, you know, from all walks and all, you know, happen to get lucky and then win every once in a while. And I like displaying them. I like looking at them. I like reminiscing about each one of them. And my wife tries to put them up. And John, she said that she put them up last time because Drake might break them, might fall on them and break them. And I get it. But she tried to put one in a cooler, tried to put all 9 of them in this big cooler. And I was like, no. So in Studio G now, in the broadcast zone of the garage, I brought these out. So I'll take a picture and show them to you.
Pretty, hey, pretty like, cool. Like the old message you learned in Sunday school. Hide it in a cooler? No, I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine. So anyway, that's where we are with this right now. Hey, buddy, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? How's life over there? What'd you do yesterday? Catch me up.
I'm great.
Whose birthday party did y'all have last night?
We did not have a birthday party. There was no birthday party last
what?
Night.
What?
I know. You think you hit crazy. The end of June and we've hit all the birthdays.
Well, good thing is probably a lot of Julys in there for you.
I don't think
somebody.
So. I'm sure somebody. But no, yesterday was good. Did the press box with Brad. Had a great time doing that, as always. Had a fun show. And then I worked for a little while. Cleaned the house up, got it ready, and had the lady over for dinner last night. Cooked a little breakfast for dinner.
Nice.
A little Brenner.
Nice.
Good time. How about y'all?
I went over to play a practice round. I got a tournament coming up on Thursday. So, matter of fact, we might not be on the air Thursday. I got to make a decision there because I could do it and bust it to get over there, or I could just relax and make it over there. Anyway, so I went in for a little practice round, played with 2 really good friends and had a good time there. Came home, and Drake was just great. When I got home, it's so hot outside yesterday. I ran to an awful storm in Powdersville, 60-mile-an-hour winds. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Walt coming home. They were interrupted with the National Weather Service talking about 60-mile-an-hour winds and this heavy, heavy downpour. It's about as bad as rain as you'll see. Anyway, so I get home, and it hadn't rained here. And we take Drake out, and he loves running through the sprinklers. So turn the sprinklers on a little bit and let him run. And I shouldn't tell you this one. But, you know, your kid has a little white little onesie on, whatever. It's like a wet T-shirt contest. So it was soaking. He was cold, and it took it off. He's got nothing but a really heavy diaper on.
Yeah.
And his mom says, let me go get you in the diapers. We're going to still play in the yard a little bit maybe. And he decided to take it off, and he decided to pee right there in the yard. So
okay.
We had a little streaking Drake yesterday, peeing in the yard.
Over
so.
To the quad, to the gymnasium?
Right. Exactly right. So I'm glad nobody saw it. I don't think any neighbors saw it, so that was a good thing. But
hey, little kid.
Yeah, unbelievable. So we had a great time. Came back in. He was ready for shower or for bass in bed. And I tell you what's crazy. The older he gets, you know, he's a little boy, man. Like, he's not a baby anymore. Like, he's just a little boy now.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday when he got out of the bath water was dirty, man. So it gets dirtier and dirtier every single day with him in there, just as he gets into more trouble every day. So anyway,
good for him.
Lot of fun with that. We had a great time with that. How about we talking about your day there? Segment 2, I'm interested in, buddy.
Well, the more and more I analyze this article, the more I realize that we're going to need a lot more than segment 2 to get into this.
Okay.
So I'll probably just set it up and then we can kind of take it from there. But yesterday, Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated had just a fascinating article where, due to the COVID-19 and its threat on college football, he realigned all the conferences.
Right.
And so we can kind of get into some of those individual conferences, some of the different teams, different setups, and things like that. But it is fascinating, and it would cut down on a ton of travel.
It would be very interesting. His playoffs are interesting. His alignment is very interesting. His premise for how he did it is interesting. We'll get all into it. I can't wait.
I will say one thing.
Yeah.
If this were to come true, you could put Clemson in with a Sharpie into the playoff.
Really?
Come on, Mickey. Who in this division scares you?
The
teams that you got to be quote-unquote scared about, you already play.
Yeah. Tennessee would be a winner in this. Tennessee and Notre Dame would be winners in this. Theirs looks pretty weak from what I can tell. Georgia, it wouldn't be – well, Georgia would have a tougher road, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's about the same level of difficulty as the East.
Yeah,
a little bit more. Well, yeah, depending on the year.
Depending on the year is a good point there. It's interesting to see the Texas schools, see Oklahoma where they are, the Alabama schools, and where they fit, and the Northeast schools. Boy, that's one thing you got a major issue there. One of the divisions is pretty doggone weak.
Army, the saddest state of affairs I've seen.
Yeah, Army, Boston College, Buffalo, UConn, UMass. Maryland, Navy, Penn State, Rutgers, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Temple.
So Penn State, you could also put in with a Sharpie every single year.
Right. Just go ahead and just get that in there, non-erasable. We'll get into all the divisions coming up.
It's interesting. I'm kind of torn on it, whether I think it would be a great idea or not. As interesting as it is from a geographic standpoint,
yeah,
the level of competition worries me. In some of these leagues. Well, and we'll get into this more in the next segment, but if you look at some of these leagues, you're combining the Sun Belt with the SEC. You're combining Conference USA with the ACC. And I think there's just a lot of disparity go ahead and just point this one out, between Alabama and Southern Miss.
Right.
Between Auburn and Arkansas State, there's a huge difference there.
Right. Same thing in Clemson's division. We'll tell you Clemson's division later in segment two a little bit. But I think that happens in every one of these divisions.
It does.
I mean, there's a big difference in Georgia and Georgia State. There's a big difference in Georgia, Southern, Georgia State, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Those Florida schools, there's a big difference in Florida, Miami, Florida, Miami, Florida State over South Florida, over FAU and FIU. I don't know. It's interesting. There's some haves and have-nots in here. I think that the winners in all this would be the smaller schools because they get a bigger piece of the pie.
Oh, yeah. Well, spoiler alert, the biggest winner in this whole thing is North Dakota State.
Yes. Yep. Yep. They get to jump up. And the really biggest losers – UTEP, Texas State, Texas San Antonio, South Alabama, Louisiana, Monroe, Bowling Green, New Mexico State, San Jose, and Coastal Carolina, Troy, and Liberty, because they're relegated down out of this 120 school ecosystem. I would like to see a relegation deal. That's one thing I would add to it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, one of the most interesting aspects of the English Premier League is that the bottom three teams are relegated and the top three teams from the lower division are moved up. And so that means that those teams that go down right now, they could play their way back up, and the teams that don't play very well could be relegated down a level. So that'd be a pretty interesting concept to come out of. But I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll tell you what their schedules look like and all this kind of stuff. It's simpler, I think, and you know what the schedule is going in every single year. You don't have to make those things up. We can talk about it. It does miss some of the cross-divisional rivalries, though, you kind of miss that a little bit. You play the same teams every single year, and you don't get any of that on the regular season, at least. Now, in the playoffs now, that's a whole different story. That's kind of what makes this whole thing is a plus. We're going to talk more about it. It seemed like we talked about it in the first segment. We need to talk more about it maybe a little bit later on. But I'm interested in all the lists. Let me run through this one more time, John. Now, besides that article, give me the second most intriguing list that I have today. the list of Sport News 130 Division I coaches, which Dad was number two. The 20 people who could swing college football, according to 247. The SIDs look at the finishing order in the SEC. Dustin Johnson may be a top 25 golfer. We'll look at that list. Or the top 10 players in the ACC, according to 247.
Give me the top 20 who will swing college football.
I like it. And there's a Clemson Tiger in there.
Ooh.
That you wouldn't think.
Ooh.
So.
Interesting.
Yep. Looking forward to that. Yep, no doubt. So this is it's a list day today, man. We're going to have a bunch of it, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Priority One. We are, I was gone yesterday for 5 or 6 hours, and nice to have, know my family is safe here in the home, and so Priority One can help you out. PriorityOneSecurity.com, now in 18 different states, expanded markets and new technologies, their own central station there that is awesome. You get the no false alarm guarantee. You get the alarm video verification. You get the UL certified central monitoring system, the IC certified installation company, all the video alarm stuff, all the total control app services, the Ring doorbell app services. It is amazing what they're able to do. John's safe in the studio now. I'm safe in my home now because of our great friends at Priority One. Check them out online. It's as simple as PriorityOneSecurity.com. We will take a very first short break. We'll come back with segment two and John Hight right after this.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
Make it a red, white, and boom celebration July 4th with Carolina Fireworks. You'll find them in Easley on Highway 29 at the Georgia Line, Augusta Road at 85 and Whitehorse Road next to Waffle House. They have brands unique to the upstate like Demon Shells, Excalibur Platinum, Raccoon, and Pyro Demon. You can call in orders at 888-850-0077. Locally owned by the same family for several generations. Carolina Fireworks, online at carolinafireworks.net.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats right now with 2021 Veranda Luxury Pontoons powered by Yamaha Outboards, Monterey Sports Boats, and Triton and Express Fishing Boats. Schedule a service appointment online and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly. We also offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the Grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express Monterey, Triton, and Yamaha Motor Dealer.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zax Fireworks. Big Zax offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zax Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zax Fireworks.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app is available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to apply for membership.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. The Phoenix Center is doing great work. I want you to visit phoenixcenter.org. We are now into the 100 deadliest days of the year. It starts in April with proms and spring breaks, and it goes through the summer breaks and Memorial Day and Labor Day. And these are the 100 deadliest days when it comes to teens, when it comes to accidents. There's their phone number, oh, by the way, 864-467-3790. Parents, grandparents, anyone in the community, they give you a great foundation to talk to your kids about underage drinking. Parents are the key to this entire thing. When you talk to your teen, your preteen, about the dangers of drinking and drugs and vaping, and then research shows that you're still the number one influencer in your kids' lives, and you can be a role model as well. Your choices and attitudes about tobacco and alcohol and things along these lines, your kids are watching you through all of that. Young people, let's help make them make good choices and healthy choices. The Phoenix Center can arm you with this. They have a ton of the statistics, a ton of the data, a ton of the information that would help you. It's phoenixcenter.org, 864-467-3790, 864-467-3790. And we now go to segment two with Mr. John Hyatt.
Mickey, as we discussed in the last segment, Pat Forte yesterday put out a very intriguing article entitled America Redefined, a Radical Reimagining of the NCAA Landscape on Sports Illustrated. And we kind of both came in today wanting to talk about it, so we'll just go ahead and get this party started here. He starts with 10 years ago this month, the last great spasm of realignment began shaking the college sports world. When it finally subsided in 2014, the landscape had changed dramatically. For the richer, but not necessarily for the better. The Big Ten wound up with 14 teams stretching from Nebraska to New Jersey. The Southeastern Conference expanded into Texas and Missouri. The Atlantic Coast Conference wandered nearly 1,000 miles inland. The Pac-12 annexed the Rocky Mountains. The Big 12 pushed to the brink of collapse, steadied itself by adding a school 1,200 miles to the northeast of the league office. Lesser conferences followed suit, scrambling for financial viability. A decade later, it's time to blow up what was done and start over. The COVID-19 pandemic's effects have been profoundly felt in a realm where, for 10 years, money was no object and the map made no sense. Slapped in the face by a new fiscal reality, maybe we're due to both rein in and reach out to contract geographically into more regional conferences while expanding the scope of the revenue gusher that is the college football playoff. The radical realignment highlights a 120-school system with 11 current FBS members relegated to FCS and one elevated from that level. Congratulations, North Dakota State. Condolences, like you said in the last segment, to UTEP, Texas State, UTSA, South Alabama, Louisiana, Monroe, Bowling Green, New Mexico State, San Jose State, Coastal Carolina, Troy, and Liberty. He says here that relegation elevation can be revisited every 3 seasons in his model. 10 leagues, each with 12 members, each designed to maximize proximity and reduce travel demands and costs. All current conference structures are broken and reassembled. There are no more than 8 Power 5 programs in a single new conference and no fewer than 4. And there are no independents. Yes, Notre Dame is in a conference. In football, each school will play a full round-robin schedule plus one non-conference game. The non-conference opponent will be locked in for a minimum of 4 seasons before there is an opt-out to schedule someone different. There will be no conference championship games. All 10 conference champions plus 2 at-large teams chosen by a selection committee advance to the expanded college football playoff. Teams are seeded by the committee. Top four receive a first-round bye, while seeds 5 through 8 host seeds 9 through 12 at their home stadiums in the first weekend of December. Quarterfinals are played the next week at home stadiums of seeds 1 through 4. The semifinals and championship game are conducted under the current college football playoff format. There still will be bowl games for the teams that don't make the college football playoff, just fewer of them. And he says here, which nobody should mind, I take a problem with that because I watch every single bowl game. The conferences will work for basketball and other sports as well. In fact, it will be better for non-revenue sports in terms of travel cost savings. The 230-odd non-FBS programs that are part of NCAA Division I will remain aligned pretty much where they already are, with a few exceptions. Mickey, you want to dive into some of these conferences? Or these divisions,
I want to save the divisions.
All right.
You want to finish up with anything that he said before we go? Because I want to review what there's a lot of them in there.
Yeah. There's a little, couple little bits here. What college football would gain from this realignment: uniformity, conference championships that truly matter, increased access to a more lucrative playoff, a more level playing field for the little guys, renewed regional identity, cherished rivalries preserved, restored, and in some cases, forced into permanent existence. Complaints about conference schedules would disappear. Everyone would play 11 league games, taking on every opponent within the conference every season. There would be no unbalanced scheduling beyond 6 home games versus 5, and that would be flipped every season. Without divisions, there is no luck of the draw in cross-divisional opponents, and the endless carping from conferences that play more league games than others would be silenced. Having automatic playoff bids tied to conference championships and having enough room in the playoff for every conference champion would remove another chronic complaint. I don't know. I kind of enjoy the what-if game. Win your league, get a shot at the national title. It's just that simple. It works for basketball, and it would work for football, too. There was a spot in here. I want to discuss some of the rivalries, and now I can't find it. There are rivalries torn under by realignment, but put back together here. Texas, Texas A&M, Missouri, Kansas, Utah, Utah State, and you could have regular non-conference meetings of Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas, Arkansas, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, while preserving Alabama, Tennessee, USC, Notre Dame, Georgia, Auburn, Clemson, Florida State, Penn State, Ohio State, Nevada, UNLV. And also you could renew some dormant across-the-river rivalries such as Louisville, Cincinnati, Kentucky, Indiana, and Missouri, Illinois. I think for
several things.
Yeah, there's a whole lot in here, but I will let you chime in.
All right. One of the things is that you do play one non-conference game. So that gives you 12 games. Each division has 12 teams in it. You play everybody, that's 11. And you play a 12th game each year. So I get that. I want to go ask you, do you agree with or have any problems with the 120 teams? The number works in this case.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, Troy can ruffle some feathers here and there. Obviously, in-state we have Coastal, but I'm fine with it. You know, we were talking during the break. I'm more excited about North Dakota State getting a shot in this thing than I am upset about the other teams being relegated.
Right. And relegation, elevation, you know, revisit that. I like that idea. I like the 10 leagues. I like the 12 teams. I like the fact that it's geography-based. I like the fact that it seems to be balanced out enough there. Do you like the fact that you play everybody in your division and you play one non-conference game? You like that setup part of it?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, like it was highlighting some rivalries. But if you look, you know, from a Clemson perspective, you know, South Carolina's in your division. You know, we'll go through all the teams here in a moment. But you can still keep the Florida State game. You know, it was talking about how West Virginia Pitt could get back. And, I mean, there's just so many great rivalries in this sport that would be able to continue with the one game added. You know, I'd love to see Oklahoma, Nebraska get together right every year.
Who would you want to see Clemson currently in, not in their division, is Miami and Georgia Tech, and Georgia currently not in their division is trying to think. Florida State certainly is not in there.
Right.
Ohio State. No, on the current schedule, at least, let me see if I've got anybody on here. Obviously, not the Texas A&Ms or the, you know, any of those kind of teams in there. But South Carolina's completely different. because South Carolina is not with, they're in the same one as Clemson. We'll get to these in a minute, but they're not with Georgia. They're not with Kentucky. I think they'd be, you know, totally for this. By the way, Clemson's not with Louisville.
Right.
So that'd be another division. But South Carolina's not with Vanderbilt. They're not with Florida. The Gamecocks, as a matter of fact, is a completely new schedule for them. And I think South Carolina would be 100% behind this thing.
I don't know, Mickey. They wouldn't be able to hide behind the "it just means more."
They ain't playing nobody, pal.
They literally won't be playing anybody, according to them.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. So that's interesting. I want to get to the alignment stuff here and where do they have everybody.
Wait, real quick, though. Who would you pick in these other divisions for your Clemson route or matchup?
Florida State or Georgia.
I'm in that same boat. Rotate them every year.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So that way you do a home with Georgia and away Florida State and away Georgia, home Florida State type deal?
Yeah, yeah. Do you like I do like the idea that all you do is win your division and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm a fan of
12 playoff teams.
It would make our job a lot easier.
Yes. 12 playoff teams of the top four get byes. I like that. 5 through 8 host 9 through 12, and then 1 through 4 host the winners the following week. So you get some more home games in there. I like that. I like there's no conference championships. You play everybody in your division, everybody in your conference, whatever you call those things. And so there is no, you know, there's no head-to-head will be a tiebreaker, so there's no conference championship games. I kind of like that. You like the fact there's still other bowl games out there if you don't win it.
Absolutely. So, don't take my bowl games.
Right. He did mention the downside of the new FBS. He goes, there's flaws in the system. He says they require fractioning of ancient bonds. You know, no more Power 5, no more Big 10, Pac 12, Pac 10. I mean, which is SEC, ACC. You don't get any of that anymore. TV networks wouldn't like it much, he said, because there's a reason why so many Sun Belt and MAC games are played by the midweek, but you're going to see a lot of those teams playing. They get their chance. The little guy wins in this a lot because now they move up and get a bigger, much bigger piece of the pie throughout all of that. So, I guess we have time. I want to save the alignment stuff for coming up. What pitfalls do you see? What don't you like about it?
I think if you look at a couple of these conferences, I think you'd have the way the teams are currently constructed. Obviously, if this mode were to take shape, recruiting would drastically change and, you know, rosters could really start to, you know, shake up. But I mean, some of these, I'll use the Rocky Mountain division as an example. Are any of those teams worthy of postseason play, true postseason play?
No, you do have some weak divisions here. And at Rocky Mountain Division, and we'll go over all these later, Air Force, Arizona, Arizona State, Boise State, BYU, Colorado, Colorado State, New Mexico State, or New Mexico, UNLV, Utah, Utah State, and Wyoming. That's bad.
I mean, you would the way rosters are currently constructed, I mean, it's Utah, Arizona State, you would think would come out of that, and either of those two teams, as of right now, you know, with the way rosters are constructed, they made it into a playoff, would get obliterated.
Yeah, that and the Yankee conference, what we see in there.
That one is – that. I mean, that just give it to Penn State and you don't even need to worry about it. Right. I don't need to watch Buffalo and Maryland slug it out or UMass and Rutgers attempt to get a first down.
Each of the other ones, though, have some sort of football power. The Rocky Mountain does not. That's the worst one. And we'll get to all these coming up. I like it. We had a texter said, hey, I'm late to the show here. What are we talking about? The future of college football? No, this is just a Pat Forty article. He writes for Sports Illustrated, and he's got a realignment, taking 120 teams, aligning them into 10-12 team divisions, and everybody likes it. So, now I think a texter makes a good point. What he says: little motivation for out of conference schedule with tough opponent. I disagree. I think it's the opposite.
I agree with you. I think it is the opposite.
Because here's the thing. All you have to do is win your division. All you have to do is beat the other teams in your division. So why would you not want to have a big-time ticket game, a big-time sales game? You could add so much more to your ticket packages for your fans, assuming we'll ever have fans ever at games ever again. But you do this, and now all of a sudden you know Clemson plays Oklahoma, or Clemson plays, you know, you could play Ohio State. Why would you not do that?
Right. When I mean, right now you'd be playing the same 11 every year,
right?
Alternating the home and home that you would do every year with these, you know, 11 teams,
right?
I think you would be crazy not to go out and try to differentiate it, shake it up a little bit, like you were saying, for your ticket holders. You know, it's, hey, you could come see the same six you saw 2 years ago, or, you know, which it, you know, kind of is now. But let's throw in one big time opponent every year. I think they would be strongly encouraged to shake things up.
Yeah, let's play Michigan. You know, let's play Tennessee or Florida or somebody, and they give you a much better chance to do that. But you lose that game, you could lose 100-0, still win your division, and you're in.
Exactly.
So I like that idea an awful lot. Texas said, would rivalry still be a part of it? Sure, it would be, because, like I said in this one, Clemson and South Carolina are in the same division. Georgia, Georgia Tech's in the same division. Florida, Florida State's in the same division. So geographically, you get this. Kentucky and Louisville are in the same division.
Pretty much all your state rivalries are intact.
Right.
Your border wars are intact. It's
Texas and Texas A&M are back intact together. Auburn and Alabama are in the same division.
Like, but Tennessee, Alabama are not, but that could be your one right there. Right. So you keep that rivalry going.
Right.
You know, Kentucky, Louisville, same division. You don't have to worry about it. I like the fact that the border rivalries are intact, and some are brought back, as in Texas, Texas A&M.
Yep. Texas says, if there are 10 divisions, how do they get 12 playoff teams again? There's two at-large bids.
Yeah.
To go along with it. So it's a good question. We might not have been clear enough through that. It's two at-large bids. So that's even more reason to play a tough schedule. Let's say that Georgia plays Ohio State and beats Ohio State in their one non-conference game. But then Florida State goes undefeated and beats Georgia and wins the Deep South Division. Well, Georgia, that's their only loss, and they beat Ohio State, so they should be in. Well, there's two at-larges built into this. Right.
Can I just take a moment to appreciate the fact that even in a completely hypothetical situation, that Georgia still has to argue their way in as an at-large team?
All right. This is exactly hypothetically Georgia would try to argue their way in.
Injected into my veins, Mickey Plyler.
Yes. Yes, no doubt. So that's where we are. It's a Pat Forty article from Sports Illustrated. We're going to give you the 10 12-team divisions, including Clemson and South Carolina, in the same division, according to Pat Forty. Again, this is just it's a hypothetical, folks. It's not going to happen, but I think it's a lot of fun to think about, at least now with no sports that are out there. All right, we'll take a short break, John Hite. We'll come back and get you those divisions right after this. Hey, let's do that. We'll open up phone lines, get your thoughts on it. Got some text line thoughts on it as well. Much more to your turn right after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
I bet you didn't know that July is National Carpet Cleaning Month. Carpet is the largest filtration system in your home. And just like you change your air filters, you need to clean your carpets too. Manufacturers recommend a professional cleaning every 6 to 12 months to keep your carpet at its best. Call the cleaning experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning and take advantage of their summer sale of 3 rooms for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Rate alerts. Gary the Mortgage Expert can get 2.5% for a 15-year fixed.
With good credit and 20% or more home equity, you can refi or purchase at 2.5%. Call 864-979-1111 or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com today. Gary's rates destroy the big banks.
Subject to underwriting approval. APR is 2.7%. NMLS number 107429. Office number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan. Rates change daily. Equal housing lender.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get out?
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us, John. Next time you host another birthday party, why not get cleaned up over at Roosters? RoostersMGC.com. Get that beard. You know, I hadn't seen it in a couple days, man. What's your beard game right now? What you got going on there?
Yeah, beard's looking pretty good.
All right. Tidy the thing up. Roosters.com. Yeah. You get, I don't do good with beards like my own personal grooming of them.
Oh, I am horrible at it.
I get this has off.
Been, it's been a struggle right now going to barbershops here locally. They are not doing beard trims.
Really?
With all this COVID stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I have been forced to take matters in my own hands and, yeah.
Literally take matters
literally,
in my own
yeah.
hands. The back of the neck shave with the straight razor. As a kid, like, that always scared me because I saw a couple of movies where the razor, you know, but that doesn't happen at Roosters. 884-8920. They're off of Pelham Road. Hey, guys, get your haircut like a man. They could do the big, the full deal for you, or an express in case you're getting kind of busy. I know a lot of people that are going over there and enjoying it. It's our great friends at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com, RoostersMGC.com. All right, let's kind of recap here. We're talking about Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated. I'm hit or miss with Pat Forty. A lot of times he says stuff I disagree with. A lot of times I think he's got it. He talked about the geographic landscape. He has 10 divisions, 10, 12-team divisions. I like this. Someone on our text line said, I would prefer 10-team divisions, and that way you don't have the wild cards in there and you have more play during the regular season. Now, I like that, John, because here's one thing you can think about. That's Deadhead Tiger, I think, who said that one. Then you could have – you play 9 conference games, and then you play 3 non-conference games. So Clemson, all you have to do is win your division.
We would just take the Pac-12 model right now.
Yes. And then all you'd have to do is you could play Florida State, Georgia, and Ohio State. It wouldn't matter. All you could do is win your division. And so you'd play even tougher out of conference. So I like the 10-team divisions rather than the 10-12-team divisions. Anyway, let's continue. And let's see what he says about it. And I'll go ahead and let's go ahead and give you now the Clemson and South Carolina proposed hypothetical conference. It is called the Mid-Atlantic. In it, it's Clemson and South Carolina. The other 10 teams that are in it are Appalachian State.
Yes.
Charlotte. Duke. East Carolina.
Let's go.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I like it.
NC State. Old Dominion.
Ugh, that's where you lose me right there. That's the one black mark on this, the one bad mark here on this division.
More of those than Charlotte?
Yeah.
Charlotte
has upside. I'm also a huge Will Healy guy. So
Virginia?
I like it.
Virginia Tech?
I like that.
And Wake Forest.
Keep Tobacco Road together.
You know what it is, buddy? There's a downside because every other year Clemson would have to play at Charlotte, or every other year Clemson had to play at Old Dominion.
Yeah.
With that said, you get App State in there. That would be fun.
I would love to go watch Clemson play in Boone.
And then you know what else I don't need, buddy, through this, which is great? I don't have to have my boarding pass.
Mm.
I'm not on Travelocity, Expedia. I'm not booking hotel rooms for, all over the place with flights. I can get in my SUV, pack it up, me and Drake head up the mountain and go see upstate, or head up to Charlotte or to Durham or to Greenville, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, NC State. The Greenville, North Carolina trip's maybe Old Dominion will be the farthest, but you stay within a driving range like we used to do when I was a kid. A kid, man, we would drive everywhere but Maryland. And it was like, man, this is great. You get to drive in a car, and this is a pretty cool deal here. So that helps. But I wouldn't be excited about going to Charlotte or going to Old Dominion.
No, but selfishly, I mean, obviously, we all know my fandom of East Carolina. I think that'd be really cool to take Dad to head up there and go watch Clemson beat him by 60.
Arrgh.
Steve the Pirate don't want none.
So Clemson's the best team in the division.
Yeah.
Who's the second best team? North Carolina?
North Carolina, probably. If these were assembled going into this season,
yep.
North Carolina, then probably Virginia Tech. Yeah.
Then South Carolina, maybe?
I'd put App over South Carolina. App has the win.
Last year?
Yeah.
Last time they played App, last time they played Clemson, last time they played
North Carolina,
Virginia. Yeah. But if the Gamecocks,
this turned out to be this segment's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Well, you gladly trade in Georgia, Florida, and then that Alabama, LSU once a year kind of thing, whatever.
But in all honesty, and I know we make jokes at it, sometimes rightfully so, but would South Carolina rather, in some aspects, take a step down in competition playing or keep the crutch of the SEC? I mean, it's because as much smack as they talk, and I get it, the ACC is a weak football conference. This is not breaking news. So with all the stuff they say, would you rather go have a chance to go 9-3 in this, 10-2 maybe, or continue to go 4-8, 6-6 in the SEC, but still getting to claim the nation's toughest schedule and being in the SEC?
See, you're claiming it because it's the only thing you can claim. You'd rather claim a division title, a conference title.
Well, they don't have many, so
a playoff berth. So you'd much rather claim that than have to claim the insurance policy or the big brother, the Spike deal, huh? Spike, huh? Huh? Spike, huh? So this would be better for you.
Yeah.
Now, again, just to recap, in Pat Forty's hypothetical deal. App State, Charlotte, Clemson, Duke, East Carolina, North Carolina, NC State, Old Dominion, South Carolina, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest. And now, how about this? Do hypothetical conference win game for South Carolina. You ready?
Do we know who their non-conference game is?
I would put their non-conference game.
Do we give them Georgia and give Clemson Florida State in this scenario so we can keep rivalries intact?
But wouldn't Georgia want Auburn?
Probably. Yeah, Georgia would rather play Auburn or Tennessee. Who do you give South Carolina? I mean, I'm kind of serious by this. Like, Georgia Tech? That would make more sense.
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
All right, let's go Georgia Tech.
And let's just go neutral site through all these.
All right.
No, you can't because you get home and away. Let's go Georgia Tech on the road.
All right. They'll win that.
All right. Appalachian State at home.
Loss. We just saw it.
Charlotte on the road.
Win.
Clemson at home.
Loss.
Duke on the road.
They could beat Duke.
East Carolina at home.
We'll see what happens here in a couple months, but I think they can beat East Carolina.
North Carolina on the road.
Loss.
NC State at home.
Win.
Old Dominion on the road.
Win.
Virginia at home.
Virginia's pretty bad. I'll give them the win here. I'll give them a split between Virginia and Wake Forest.
All right, Virginia Tech on the road.
Loss.
And then Wake Forest at home.
Loss. If we gave them the Virginia win, yeah, loss.
I'm going to go 8-4. You're going 7-5.
Wait, that always seems to be the theme for us when doing a Gamecock win game is you always give them one more win than I do.
Clemson. Let's get Clemson and Florida State, and let's do that. Clemson, Florida State at home.
Win.
App State on the road.
Win.
Charlotte home.
Win.
Duke road.
Win.
East Carolina home.
Win.
North Carolina road.
Closer than the experts think, but a win.
NC State at home.
Win.
Old Dominion road.
Win.
South Carolina home.
Win.
Virginia road.
Win.
Virginia Tech home.
Win.
Wake Forest road.
Win.
The same.
Yeah.
All right.
Turns out Clemson football still pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deep south. All the Florida and Georgia schools. Central Florida.
And one Alabama.
Florida
school.
Atlantic. Florida International. Florida. Florida State. Georgia. Georgia Southern. Georgia State. Georgia Tech. Miami. South Florida. And UAB.
I like that one. That one would be fun.
Yeah, because you have
four of Central Florida, Florida, Florida State, and Georgia.
Yeah.
And even Miami, if they could ever figure things out.
If they get their ducks back in a row, yes. In the Great Midwest, Akron, Ball State, Cincinnati, Indiana, Kent State, Miami of Ohio, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio, Ohio State, Purdue, and Toledo.
And Ohio State just won.
Yeah, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, maybe. Cincinnati, I kind of like where they are
Cincinnati
now.
Cincinnati could make a little noise here and there.
Yeah, and who knows about where Indiana's headed. But that's going to be basically the average middle-of-the-road conference in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the Great Midwest, this is completely different. These two teams have never been together. These 12 teams, never been together. This, all right. Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota State, Western Michigan, and Wisconsin.
I like it. I think from a geographic standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. You keep those the Iowa rivalries, the Kansas rivalries intact. Missouri-Nebraska. Missouri-Kansas is a conference game now. And not to mention, you get to see North Dakota State take a shot at the big boys.
Right. In the Mid-American, as I'm winding down, I have time for this. Illinois, Kentucky, Louisville, Marshall, Middle Tennessee State, Northern Illinois, Northwestern, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Western Kentucky, and West Virginia.
Makes a lot of sense for West Virginia. You keep the in-state game with Marshall. Everything's close by. You can have your one non-conference be Pitt. Get the backyard brawl where you're going again. Notre Dame, haha, you're finally in a conference. And I like that you have Kentucky, Louisville, and the same thing as well.
Let me fly through some more here. Pac-12, you get Cal, Fresno State, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, Oregon State, San Diego State, Stanford, UCLA, Southern Cal, Washington, and Washington State. I think that's pretty salty.
Yeah, I like that. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, for Hawaii, It cuts down on a lot of travel cost.
Rocky Mountain. Air Force. Arizona. Arizona State. Boise State. BYU. Colorado. Colorado State. New Mexico. UNLV. Utah. Utah State. And Wyoming.
Ugh.
Very weak.
The weakest one. But there's some intrigue in there.
Three more quickly. Southwest Conference. Baylor, Houston, North Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Rice, SMU, TCU, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, and Tulsa. I think that's very good.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Two more. The Yankee division. This isn't good. Army, Boston College, Buffalo, UConn, Maryland, Massachusetts, Navy, Penn State, Rutgers, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Temple.
Ugh.
That's not good. And the pride of the South, the SEC. Alabama, Arkansas.
It's the
Arkansas
Sun Belt,
State.
Actually.
Yeah, Sun Belt.
Sun Belt. The pride of the South.
Alabama, Arkansas, Arkansas State, Auburn, Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, LSU, Memphis, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, and Tulane. That would be among the best, if not the best. So, interesting, I think. Let's continue talking about pros and cons. There are a few more cons out there. We'll get to some of those cons. But then I've got a bunch of texts. If you want to get in your thoughts on it, what it would look like, kind of interesting stuff. Tony Morell at 8:05. We'll come back. John Hyatt, Mickey Pollard. We'd love for you to join us.